I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Sing praises to His name, for that is pleasant. Psalm 135, verse number 3. Dear God, as I enter the peaceful sanctuary of sleep, I find comfort in knowing that You are always there to watch over me. Just as You led the Israelites out of Egypt with a mighty hand, You have guided me through the ups and downs of life with an unwavering love that endures all things. The darkness of the night reminds me of the darkness that once enveloped the people of Israel, but You were a guiding light that shone amid their darkness. May Your light continue to guide me and illuminate my path so that I may always walk in Your ways and do Your will. Just as You brought the Israelites through the Red Sea and into a new land of promise, I trust that You will continue to guide me through the challenges and trials that lie ahead. May Your hand be upon me and Your love surround me constantly. Thank You for Your faithfulness, for Your enduring love that never fails, and for the peace You give as I rest in Your embrace. I trust You. I love You. And I praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under His watchful eyes. Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 135. As we get ready to listen to God's Word, let's focus on settling our hearts and calming our minds by controlling our breathing. Get in a comfortable position. Make sure your back is flat and straight and your chest is open. Take a long, deep, cleansing breath. Feel the oxygen being pulled into your lungs. Hold your breath for a few seconds. Exhale slowly and allow the oxygen to flow freely throughout you, restoring every cell of your body. Take another deep breath. Focus on your heartbeat. Determine if it is beating quickly or slowly. Exhale and release the stress in your muscles and joints. Take a few more deep breaths. With each breath, feel your heart rate slow down. With your next exhale, release any anxious thoughts that are cluttering your mind. Open your mind to hear God's word. Lift your stress and anxiety to Him. Know He is strong enough to carry your burdens. Know He loves you and wants to give you rest. Close your eyes and allow His truth to fill your spirit and satisfy your soul. In a world where power, wealth, and fame are idolized, the Bible reminds us the idols of this world are nothing compared to the one true living God we have the honor of serving. Tonight, let the joy of the Lord fill our hearts, and let His praise and glory lift our spirits. Psalm 135 from the King James Version says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of His treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings? Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not, neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord." Meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Know you serve an almighty God that rules over the heavens and the earth, that controls the wind and the waves. Rest in His power. Rest in His sovereignty. Breathe in and out slowly. Close your eyes and bask in His glory. Allow His light to fill your space, to fill your mind, body, and heart. Feel His light spread over you like a blanket, covering you with His protection, keeping you safe and warm throughout the night. Take a deep breath. As your lungs fill with air, lift your spirit to praise the Lord. Rejoice in the name of the Lord. Rejoice in His power and strength. Exhale slowly and allow His praise to overflow you with His joy and thankfulness. Feel your spirit and heart lighten, relaxing your body, calming your mind. Think of any idols you have in your life. Reflect on the things and the people that are most important to you. Think about where God falls on this list. Confess anything or anyone you place above God. Ask for His forgiveness. Ask for His help in putting Him above all else in your life. Take a deep breath. Allow His righteousness to vindicate you. Exhale slowly and allow His love to cover your sin and shame. Know His compassion and His love have set you free. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness. Thank Him for the mighty ways He has moved in your life. Thank Him for the compassion and mercy He has shown you. Think of a person who is struggling with some form of addiction or idolatry in their life. Pray God will help them overcome their struggles. Pray God will protect them until they turn back to Him. Lay your requests before the Lord of Lords. Know when you pray, you are calling upon the living God, whose power can deliver you, whose strength can sustain you. Know nothing is impossible for Him. Pray for God to deliver His people who are being persecuted and oppressed in this world. Pray He will protect their families tonight. Pray for God to help you worship only Him and not the other idols in our world. Pray you will keep your eyes on Him every day. Pray for God's power to rest upon you tonight as you sleep. Pray He will rejuvenate you for tomorrow. Take a deep breath. Be filled with His joy and peace. Exhale slowly and release any tension that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Breathe in and out. As you prepare for sleep, allow God's presence to comfort you through the night.